How can something so small cause so much damage? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. What's something that seems small but can actually cause some big damage? Maybe a tiny crack in a dam left unrepaired can cause a flood. Or a single drop of venom untreated can cause paralysis or death. The Bible also has an answer to this question: our words. The Bible actually calls the tongue a flame of fire, and you've seen what a forest fire does when it gets out of control, right? It can leave destruction in its wake and take a long time to recover from. Our words have the power to either build up or tear down. As followers of Jesus, we know that he calls us to use our words to point people back to his love and to build each other up. Let's talk about that with today's story, A Little Fire by A.W. Smith. Have you ever seen a place that's been destroyed by a forest fire? Forest fires can cause miles of destruction, leaving nothing but the charred remains of trees in their wake. And all this damage can be caused by something as small as an unattended campfire. When the weather is dry, just one stray spark can create a fire that quickly burns out of control. Did you know the Bible calls the tongue a fire? James 3:6 literally says, "The tongue is a flame of fire." The things we say can have the same effect as an unattended campfire. Our words can destroy friendships and damage lives. Whether in person or online, we can hurt people's feelings and their reputations, especially when we gossip. Sometimes we may think it's okay to say unkind things about other people if those unkind things are true. And while, yes, sometimes there may be a good reason to tell someone, it's important to think about our intention in doing so. Are we repeating certain information because we want to help that person or hurt them? Are we trying to process something hurtful with a safe person or report a dangerous situation to a trusted adult? Or are we repeating unkind information to make ourselves look good or to feel interesting and important? Like a tiny spark, a small bit of gossip can spread and cause a lot of harm. But once we know Jesus, having a fiery tongue doesn't fit who we are anymore. Jesus saved us and filled us with his love so we can build others up with our words like he does, not burn them down. Instead of starting fires and spreading gossip, Jesus calls us to use our words to point to his love. Proverbs 26:20 reminds us that fires keep going as long as there is wood to burn, and gossip continues as long as there are people willing to repeat it, and as long as there are others willing to listen. God doesn't want us to take part in repeating or listening to gossip. Instead, we can rest securely in Jesus, knowing that he loves us. We don't need to gossip to be worthy of love and attention. We can find everything we need in Jesus. All right, let's think about this for a second. Can you think of a time you participated in gossip? It's an easy sin to fall into. Consider spending some time with Jesus, confessing any sins that come to mind, and asking him to help you move forward in love. You can rest in his complete, total forgiveness. Then, consider if there are any ways you can bring healing to anyone who may have been hurt by your words. When you hear something that you think might be harmful or dangerous, who is a trusted adult you could talk to about it? Now, as you and I can read in Proverbs 26:20, fire goes out without wood, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. Dig into the Bible for yourself and read Philippians 4:8 and James 3, 3-18 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And if you like today's story, how would you like to write for Unlocked? Connect God's stories with any topic you see in the world. How does Jesus fit into what you're wondering about, writing about, or experiencing? If you're interested, check out our writer's guidelines at unlocked.org and tap Write for Us in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how you can have hope that you'll make it through even the very worst days. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.